Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 27, 1805. Camped on a point opposite a low white bluff. The first camp in present-day Montana. The campsite today is in Roosevelt County, about a mile below and opposite the village of Nolley, Richland County. Of course, the captains don't realize they've arrived in the state of Montana. They're very busy considering locations for future forts and disagree on what might be the best site. Captain Lewis explains his thinking.
This morning I walked through the point formed by the junction of the rivers. The woodland extends about a mile. When the rivers approach each other within less than a half a mile, here a beautiful level, low plain commences and extends up both rivers for many miles, widening as the rivers recede from each other and extending back half a mile to the plain, about 12 feet higher than itself. On the point of the high plain, I think would be the most eligible site for an establishment. This site recommended is about 400 yards distance from the Missouri and about double that distance from the Yellowstone. Captain Clark thinks that the lower extremity of the low plain would be the most eligible for this establishment. It is true that it is much nearer both rivers and might answer very well, but I think it rather too low to venture a permanent establishment, particularly if built of brick or other durable materials at any considerable expense. For so capricious and versatile are these rivers that it is difficult to say how long it will be until they direct the force of their currents against the narrow part of the low plain, which, when they do, must shortly yield to their influence. In such a case, a few years only would be necessary for the annihilation of the plain and with it the fortification. I continued my walk along the shore. The eagles, magpies, and geese have their nests in trees adjacent to each other. The magpie particularly appears fond of building near the eagles, as we scarcely see an eagle's nest unaccompanied with two or three magpie nests within a short distance. The bald eagle are more abundant than I have ever observed them in any part of the country. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 27, 1805.
Captain Clark writes a much shorter entry today.
After taking the azimuth of the sun and breakfasting, we set out. Wind moderate and ahead. At 11 o'clock, the wind rose and continued to blow very hard ahead from the northwest until about 4 o'clock p.m., which blew sand off the points in such clouds as almost covered us on the opposite bank. Captain Lewis at 4 walked on shore in the point to examine the view and view the country and could not get to the boats until night. Saw great numbers of goats or antelopes, elk, geese, and ducks. No buffalo today. I saw several beaver and much sign. I shot one in the head which immediately sunk. Although the game of different kinds are in abundance, we kill nothing but what we can make use of. Captain William Clark, April 27, 1805.
Three forts were eventually built in this area. The American Fur Company's Fort Union in 1828, the Sublette and Campbell post of Fort William in 1832, and the military Fort Buford in 1866. Fort Union is now a National Historic Site, and Fort Buford is a North Dakota State Historical Site. Tomorrow, winds finally favorable.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.